Yeah. Yeah, old school. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, this ain't for everybody. Some of y'all need to hear this. I know you're in the trenches fighting, but check it out. I'm going to put it down like this so I can help the saints understand. Everything you're going through is all part of the master plan. Or what? You thought because you got saved, everything was going to be peaches and cream? You better wake up, son. Don't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. Faith without works is dead. Read your Bible. You know what it says. He who don't work, don't eat. Slackers don't get fed. Huh? Yeah. Jesus said, he who puts his hand to the plow looks back the same ain't fit. Some of y'all ain't been in the trenches 5 minutes and you're about ready to quit. I ain't mad at ya. I'm just hitting you with the real. If you died for me and I was still tripping, now how you think that make you feel? Check this out. Deep game. This here's deep. Huh? Some of y'all ain't sawing nothing but your study trying to reach. Huh? But unto him who is able to possess your fathers by his glory. Struggles might be part of your testimony, but it ain't the end of the story. Now the point is since it was prophesied way back in the day. Choir, sing your hook right here and see if the church can relate.
I know we can make it.
The fiery trials are to try you. You say, why you? But your shirt say, what would Jesus do? Why you asking if he ain't trying to do what he's saying? Huh? He told you he was going to have tribulations, but you thought he was playing. Huh? 1 minute you're telling how good God is and can't nobody beat the talk. The next minute you're backsliding so fast, I'm like you're moonwalking. Huh? Oh yeah, I'm preaching to myself because I ain't no better. Huh? It ain't like I've been following his every word, obeying it to the letter. But we soldiers, we got to remember that. Regroup, stay on point. Huh? Yeah, bow down, confess, repent, stay humble, let him anoint. Huh? It ain't easy as I thought it was. I'd be lying if I told you that. But it's showing up getting better all the time. Trust me, that's a fact. Ain't nothing we going through that can't be handled. God put that on his tongue. Like they say, you can shout now if you want to, because the battle's already won. So while you're going through the valley, don't even trip. You're going to be on top. Choir, sing the hook line one more again. This time you don't stop.
I know we can make it.
We can make it.
I know good and well.
Hello, Leah, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Lamont. Greetings,
wow.
And thank you for inviting me today.
Oh, thank you for joining us. I don't know what was going on to the switchboard right then and there. I don't know. Sometimes it is real crazy. But anyway, I got you. You're with us, and you are here.
I am, and I'm exactly where I need to be right now in this moment of time.
That's wonderful, Leah. Just give me a moment. Let me introduce you. Today we have Ms. Leah Stroud. She's the founding creator of Crystal Clear Spiritual Blueprint, a personal life retreat. And she has over 40 years as a psychic empathy, which is rare as most psychics are not empaths. She has formulated positive vibration frequency, clearing a path, and filling in the grid of positive vibrations to show others how easy it is to shift in the moment from a negative energy into a positive energy, capturing the feeling of happiness and success in the now manifested moment of life. And with that, I'm going to say welcome, welcome, Leah. And again, let me apologize for the couple of minutes of the crazy studio mess.
Oh, no worries. Everything happens for a reason, Lamont.
I guess that was just to test my patience.
Exactly. It's to see if I could bring it back to a positive path. And you can. It doesn't matter where you're at or what you're going through right now in this moment. You can shift and change, and that brings us to the big shift.
Right, which is our topic, our title of our show today, The Big Shift. So, you know, I guess we can start off by telling our listeners what exactly is the big shift.
Well, the big shift is the right here, right now decision that you want to feel better. No matter what you're going through right now, you simply want to feel better. Some might be going through a life crisis, such as the loss of a spouse or a loved one. Some might be going through the loss of a job or an income, a car. Some might be facing cancer. Some might be facing surgery. Some might be facing life from a new perspective at a different age. As the older we get, we are faced with different circumstances. And when we are in the throes of those circumstances at that time, we aren't soothing ourselves. We're frantically going through life in response to the actions that are taking place. I call those gentle fractures. And it's through those gentle fractures that we can shift our vibration to a more gentle vibration, taking it in small increments, sometimes not at all, just soothing ourselves through the moment, through that vibrational density. And I believe that when we are flying higher on a higher disc of vibrational frequency, that's when our health is more vibrant, or everything's just flowing easily to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, how would one go about shifting and fine-tuning their own personal vibration? Or is this something that everybody has and they don't know that they have it?
That's a great question, and it's true. Everybody has it, and they don't know how to use it. That's the key question right there. I have it, and I know how to use it. You have it and are now becoming aware to it. And here's where you start. You ready?
Ready.
You start with the decalcification of your pineal gland. The moment you decide to decalcify your pineal gland is the moment you begin your massive shift and your major awakening in this right now moment.
Okay, break that down a little bit more for us, Leah, the pineal gland, because a lot of people, I'm sure, don't know what that is.
Okay, it's your third eye. As everybody has heard, there's a third eye. Well, it's actually a little gland inside the center of your brain that looks like an eye. It has an, it's an inward eye, though. It's not facing outward. It's facing inward. And this little pineal gland that has optical nerves to it can see within to your soul. It has its own rods and cones, Lamont. This eye is a feeling eye, and it's what disperses, ready for this, your happy, flowing, vibrational frequency into your body through chemicals such as serotonins and melatonins, and even stardust. Because within the liquid of that gland, there sits stardust. And a lot of people don't know they carry stardust within their own molecular structure. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing that a lot of people don't even know how they have that gland you're speaking of.
Well, let me show you and bring to you a memory that you'll go, oh, I get it. I know that gland. Ready. So the first time you fell in love and you felt it to the point of goosebumps, you felt it to the point the hair on the back of your neck stood up. You felt it to the point of tears welling up behind your eyes. You felt it. You couldn't put it to words, but you felt it. And that was that gland. It was vibrating at such a frequency that you were feeling it, seeing it, tasting it, smelling it. And one of the keys to memory is smell. So whatever you were feeling in that moment is now of your collected consciousness, and it is now a memory. And it is connected to that moment, that fall in love moment. And if you've ever been in love, you know, because you know it when you smell that perfume. Oh, I know that smell. Or you smell that shampoo or that soap they use. You know it because it triggers a memory. Riding your bike for the first time as a little kid, you could be 80 years old, doesn't matter. You will remember it, and then you will smell the grass that was fresh cut as you went by Mr. Wilson's house. That's what you will feel, that memory. There's only two things you can take with you when you leave this world. Your memories, your conscious, subconscious, collective conscious, those beautiful little memories that you've collected, and then the feeling that goes along with each one. That's what you take. You're here, and the purpose for being here is to experience here right now. That's why they don't tell you when you get here how much time you have in your time bank. And they want you to learn. And they want you to learn on your own with your own feelings and your own frequencies, learning your own habits, your good ones and your bad ones, sorting and sifting through the ones you like and don't like, bringing you right now to this moment, to this conversation, to this station, and hearing it, feeling it, letting it resonate with you. It's a frequency. Are you feeling it?
So sound frequency therapy is your invention, your creation?
Thank you for asking that. I don't think so, but I would like to say I created the AquaSound vibration therapy. Yes, that is my own creation, and that's bringing the outer you, your physical, molecular, here now structure, your vessel, together with your inner being so you can feel, taste, and smell again. Because a lot of people are so disconnected, they just can't feel it. They try to feel it. They even try to feel it through a whiskey to burn their tongue, to burn their throat so they can feel again. or they try it through sex so they can feel that emotional connection. Or they go to church so they can feel that spiritual connection, anything to feel connected and jacked into something. Get it?
Yeah.
It's a choice to feel better. And that's what people want, Lamont. They don't want to be told, oh, here, take a Xanax and you'll feel better. Because that's the easy way. I didn't say this was going to be easy. I just said it was going to make you feel better. And when you tune into the sound vibration therapy, which I can do with you one-on-one, but a lot of people don't understand what sound vibration therapy is. And sound vibration therapy is no talking. You don't need talking. It's a frequency. It's a sound. It's just music, or it's a bowl bath, a sound bowl bath, or it's waves. But it's done at a pitched frequency that's going to resonate with you.
I'm so glad you are explaining that, because you're absolutely right. A lot of people don't know what it is. Don't even know how to begin to seek it. I mean, you have to kind of know about something to kind of look for it. So,
exactly. Exactly.
So I didn't mean to interrupt you, but continue. Let our listeners know more about what sound vibration therapy is, because we're absolutely right. You know, there's a lot of people that don't know what it is because they never heard of it.
Well, I like to explain to people when I walk on a stage and I'm looking out at an audience and I ask them two things. Do you know where you are? And do you know where you want to be? And as I go along, I explain the purpose of sound vibration therapy. And it's simply to soothe our inner being into fitting with our outer being. Have you ever felt like you woke up one morning and if you could, you would just unzip your body and you would walk right on out of it? Have you ever had a moment like that? Yeah?
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's your inner being saying, you know what, Jacko, I'm done with you. You go on over there and keep listening to left brain, right brain. You keep listening to all the naysayers. And those are all just inside your mind. We're not even talking about friends and family here. We're just talking about all those thoughts that are telling you you're not good enough, you'll never get it, you'll never be good enough, you'll never be sexy enough, smart enough, your hair will never look full enough, you'll never get this part, you'll never get that girl, you'll never get that car, you'll never, ever, ever, ever. But then there's another voice that tells you, hey, over here, yeah, you will. Stop listening to that voice. And this is how you know I'm real and I'm right and I'm accurate, this voice says. I'm always going to tell you the truth. And the truth is, in your life, you're the best. You're the greatest. Because in your life, it's your life. So all those things everybody else is telling you you can't have or you can't do, stop listening to them. It's not their life. It's yours. You want to be president? Work for it. Achieve it. You'll receive it. Just don't get caught up in the details, because that's where the devil lies. And every time you'll get like a crab in a barrel pulled back down. And when you let that go of listening to others and you just stay focused, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it, to quote the words of Cat Williams. And many a times, if you just listen to that voice, I don't know how, I'm just going to do it. You will get it done. And it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
You know, it's amazing you say that because I found myself doing that the majority of my life. You know, I would just decide I want to do something and just start doing it and not really thinking it through, knowing how I'm going to do it. But once I get going, I figure it out. Had I not started at all, it would have never got done.
Exactly. You took the step. You made the decision. You believed in you. You didn't believe in what others were saying because they weren't doing it. You were doing it. All we have to do, Lamont, is something simple. So simple. It's been right there in the plans, in the biblical plans from the beginning of time. It's like a sugar, flour, water, salt. Bam. You got a mixture. You got a recipe. So, recipe for life. Ask, believe in what you ask for, receive. Believe in what you ask for that you've already believed it so much that you've received it and you'll start feeling it. This conversation with you and I right here, right now, I believed in this conversation so much, I believed in it 10 years ago. Even
wow.
though others said, you'll never get there. You'll never get there. Someone's going to want me. Someone's going to believe in me. Someone's going to want my message out there. And bam, here we are.
Yes. Aaliyah, let me ask you this. What led you to discovering sound vibration therapy? What got you started?
Ironically, I lost a son in 2007 due to a rollover car accident. And it was so tragic and so sudden that I had a massive heart attack. They call it Takotsubo's disease, and it's where your heart literally breaks.
Wow.
And I had a massive heart attack right there. And so let me just put it to you like this. My youngest son was in the middle in a little Chevy truck, and my 17-year-old was driving, and my youngest son, who was in the middle, his best friend was sitting at the window side, in the window seat. So my youngest son was the only survivor from all of this tragic accident. Until one day I woke up and realized, no, I was the second survivor. And everybody else are the ones that survived to witness what we were going through. I chose a path of enlightenment, and my youngest son chose a path of self-destruction, believing he was now invincible. He had what is called a hangman's break in three places in his neck. His
wow.
back was broken in two places. His pelvis was broken in two places. His ribs were crushed, and his lungs were so bruised, badly bruised, that they would not inflate on his own, on their own. At first, they didn't give us the good news, and that was he could possibly make it. Until they found that he also had four hematomas. So at that point, they didn't know where we were at. He was in a medically induced coma to make sure that they could get all of his extensive injuries out of the way and under control. That was the first night. The first night I had a massive heart attack as well. So now you have my youngest son in the surgical ICU unit on the ninth floor, and then you have me in the cardiac intensive care unit, and then you have my son, my 17-year-old, in the morgue. So these three floors with my family. And I kept thinking to myself, going over it and over it and over it in my mind, I knew this was coming. I saw it. I had the vision for it the Sunday night before, but I still wasn't emotionally prepared for it. You're never prepared for that kind of devastation or loss. However, you can soothe yourself by saying, shh, it's not that it's not real. You don't have to ever tell yourself that, but you can just say, all is well, all is as it should be, and soothe yourself in that moment to a calming place, not to understand it, not to accept it, but to get to a moment where you can breathe and just get through it. So what brought me to sound vibration therapy is obviously you could hear the devastation that I suffered. And it seemed like for 12 years I just kept suffering all this devastation. And then I woke up in 2015 and realized I could change. I could change everything. And I did. I started changing through research and more research on vibrational frequencies. You see, back in 2009, I went on a cruise and I turned the camera around. This was back when selfies were first coming out. And I took a picture of myself on the balcony of my stateroom. Nothing behind me but the ocean. And it was pitch black as it was nighttime. And I captured my son who had passed on. I have the picture. It's on my Facebook page. I can send it, whatever, if you have questions. Contact me. And this picture of him behind me, I knew exactly who it was because his red hair came shining through. And it was like, wow, this moment of we are all made of a frequency. And I saw the aspects of these frequencies, and it led me on this journey, this path, to how could I restore the frequency? It's not that we restore it. It's not that they're ever gone. It's that through frequency, we can rechannel and re-guide our life to that feel-good, positive frequency, so we never look at again as that loss, as a tragic loss. We look at it as a lesson and how to retune our life. So how did I come to know this? Through loss and devastation in my own life, whether it was financial loss, marital loss, illness through cancer, whatever it was that I was going through, I was able to retune and rechannel my vibrational frequency to a higher frequency. And I suggest for everybody to go to YouTube, look up Tesla's 936, the vibrational frequency for self-healing, 532 and 528 and 432. Those are the frequencies of healing, finances, healing physical, healing mind, healing addiction. That's just your 936. Let's move over to the 532. That's all about love. You want love? You want to feel love? You go to the 532. It's going to call right to you. You go to the 428 and the 432s, and you'll be healing your, again, finances and inner being, soothing yourself. These are all there listed. It tells you what each frequency does. It tells you right there on the platform. But a lot of people aren't aware of this.
And Leah, question really quickly. When you speak of Tesla, I know you're not talking about the car manufacturer.
No, I'm talking about Tesla's healing frequency. See, no, I'm not talking about the car manufacturer.
I wanted you to clear that up for people because, you know, like, what has that got to do with the guy that's making the Tesla automobiles?
Right, that's Elon Musk. I'm talking about actual Nikola Tesla. And he was all about the frequencies and how to channel yourself and bring yourself to a higher self-alogio. I always mispronounce this word, self-alogio or self-alogy. I get tongue-tied on it. Self-agio. And there we go. Self-agio. That's what I have a great staff for. Oh. But no, Nikola Tesla was all about the frequency. And yes, did he go all into the solar stuff? Yes. Did he go into harnessing energy? But here's what we know about energy. Energy can never be destroyed. It can only be gathered and dispersed. And what are you doing every day? Gathering and dispersing. Gathering and dispersing. If you're having a good day, you're gathering positive energy. If you're having a bad day, you're obviously gathering bad energy. So as soon as you start feeling bad, you start feeling sad, you start feeling achy pain, whether it's cold, no matter what it is, you need to stop. Stop it right there in its tracks. Stop that negative momentum. Drop those negative thoughts. I'm getting a cold. I'm coming down with the flu. I'm feeling aches. Drop it. Shift it. And roll right into that positive, feel good, right now frequency that you feel amazing. You feel love. You're worthy of great health. You're worthy of great wealth. You're worthy of a great healed mind. You're worthy of, and just keep telling yourself this and soothe yourself naturally. You won't know illness because your body will turn away from it. It's going to take time. I didn't say it wouldn't take time, but that brings me to another thing. With all of this vibrational frequency that you're going through day in and day out, think about this. How much time are you really truly investing in you? You yourself?
That's a good question. That's a good question for everybody to pose to themselves, because so many of us give so many hours to everything else during the course of a day instead of ourselves. You know, we always got something else to do. We got to do this. We got to do that. And I'm going to do this later, but I'm going to do this. But we all only get 24 hours in the day, and it seems like a lot of people end up giving 20 of those to everything and everybody else.
Exactly. They do. And at the end of the day, they feel bad for it. At the end of the day, they feel sick. They feel tired. They feel depleted emotionally, spiritually. And so I pose this question to everybody. You know how much you have in your bank account. You know how much you have in your savings or your 401k or even your pocket or your mattress bank. But you don't know how much you have in your life bank. No one does. And how much are you investing in your time while you're here in learning about you, in learning your likes and dislikes, in loving yourself more? Here's one for you. It says in the Bible, now correct me if I'm wrong, and it says it in most Bibles because they want you to give money. They've turned it, flipped the switch. So I'm going to really give you some food for thought here. It says to take 10% of your earnings and give it to your temple or your church, to that spiritual place in which you dwell, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, doesn't it also say that your body is a temple? Your body is your church in which your spiritual being resides?
That's what I was told.
Well, if it says that straight from the book to everybody and they all know it, then here's one for the record books. Take that 10% and sock it away and take care of yourself. Take yourself to a retreat, whether it's mine or someone else's. Take yourself on a mini vacay. Take yourself on a walk. Take yourself out to dinner. Take yourself and get that massage. Take care of yourself. Yourself is your inner being. It's your spiritual being. Your physical is your temple. Your physical, if you spent that 10% on insurance, if you spent that 10% on taking care of getting massages, haircuts, hygiene, you know, powders, perfumes, clothes that are going to make you feel good, housing, whatever's going to take care of your physical molecular being, your church, your temple.
So question, is this, okay, would you consider this a spiritual thing or a religious thing? Because I know we got some listeners over there scratching their head, and I'd also like to say to our listeners, if you have any questions or would you like to chime into this conversation, please just press number one on your phone. I'm sure we'd be glad to hear from you. So then back to my question, how would you consider it, Leah, a spiritual or religious thing or none of the above?
I would consider it a self-awareness thing, a self-awakening thing. This doesn't have anything to do with a religious connection. It has to do with your body, your physical molecular structure, your physical body coming in connection with your spiritual self, which dwells within. Because we have become so numb through medication, through alcohol, through preservation, through our job. We've become numb through sex. We've become numb through violence. We've become numb through atrocities. That we ourselves are just wanting to feel better, but we don't know how. We go to church, we raise our hands, we stomp our feet, and we sing the songs, hallelujah. But at the end of the day, when we go home, that minister's not at our TV with us watching CSI. And we're starting to relate more to the CSI than we do with the church. So it's not a church thing. It's not a church thing. It's a self thing. It's a self-awareness thing. It's a I matter thing. It's not a I'm selfish. It's a I'm self-aware of what I'm putting out is what I will be receiving. If I'm putting out, oh, girl, I got to tell you, my heart is broken again. I caught him cheating. And the more I keep talking about that story, the more I keep dwelling in that negative energy, the more that comes out, he was not just cheating. Now I find out he's cheating with my sister. So you see all these negative things pop up. But then in the process, you leave that negative situation no matter what it is, whether it's he's cheating or my job is going to replace me or my church is closing or no matter what it is you're going through. If you want to make it about religion, then that's up to you. If you want to continue on the path you're on because you're happy with your path, then my goodness, sort it, sift it, enjoy it. Sort it, sift it, but enjoy it. And try not to make others feel bad because they're not on the same path you are, drinking from the same Kool-Aid spout. Don't make others feel bad because they're not of the same religion, the same belief, the same understanding. We all grow at different paces. This isn't a religious thing. It's not a spiritual thing. It's a self-awareness thing. Am I putting out positive energy? Am I beating up the politicians on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter? And am I calling them names? You know, am I being unrighteous in my words and leading others down a negative path? Or am I being righteous in my words and saying, hey, you can do it. You can get there. You just got to stay focused on the prize. You just got to stay focused on within because all the positive answers are inside you. It's like writing the story of your life. That's what we're doing every day. When we wake up, we're now starting a new chapter, new day, day one, day two, whatever it is that we're doing. We're just living our life in motion. And it's what we choose to do and observe in our life and acknowledge. If we choose to make it religion and choose to say I'm a godly woman and I'm going to separate myself because God is over there on a shelf and I'm over here and I'm not worthy to be on the same understanding that God is inside me. God is inside me to have this experience. God lives through me and he says he does through the Holy Spirit. He dwells within me. are those words not in the Holy Bible? I mean, because last I checked, they were. The Holy Spirit dwells within. So we should be about feeling better. And when you're feeling better, you're not thinking about murdering people. When you're feeling better, you're not thinking about raping or harming people. When you're feeling better, you're not thinking about stealing. You're just feeling better and you're thinking about, wow, that feels good. And you're not even thinking about, wow, that feels good anymore. You're just experiencing the feel good. So is it religion?
It's just unfortunate. It's just so much negativity in society today, because every time you look at the news or turn on the TV, you hearing or seeing something that's negative. You see more of that than you see positive things. And even in business, they'll tell you the negative business sell faster than the positive stories. So it's almost like they're perpetrating negativity. Perpetuating negativity.
100%, you're accurate. My son and I call that foreshadowing. And it's done everywhere, from in the media. It's done all over TV. It's done in, from the clothes you wear to everything. Just to give you a little glimpse, a lot of people think it's cool to wear your pants sagging down below your butt.
And the real guys, we know where that came from, Leah. Us real guys know where that came from, and there's nothing cool about it. If you're a straight guy anyway.
Thank you. You're advertising, baby. You know what you're advertising there. And it comes down to, we're all advertising, but what are we advertising? I'm advertising positive frequency and the feel better and the right now, right here moment of life. No matter what you're going through, I can tell you how to get through it, because it's all about you. Your life starts on this date and it's going to end on another.
Leah, answer this one for me. I want to jump in here again, but let me go back. I want to go back to something and before I forget it, you know, seniors forget stuff real quick. You had mentioned earlier that you went through some traumatic experiences, tragedies in your life. And so my question to you is, for somebody else that hasn't really experienced some of the things that you have to brought you to where you are today, how do they get to where you are today if they haven't experienced some of those things? Or is it necessary for them to have some really bad experiences to bring them that? Is that part of it?
I love this question. I actually had a client this morning that I was talking to about this very subject. Okay, so you're going through life and then all of a sudden tragedy pops up. Did you call that to you? Well, you thought about it at some point in your life. We all do. We think about, oh my gosh, I can't imagine that happening. Oh my gosh, I just can't imagine. Well, guess what? You put yourself on the path to now experience it. The more you dwell on not, you can't imagine it, the universe doesn't understand can't imagine it. They only understand the feeling that you're vibrating out. And the vibration that you're putting out there is fear. So it's going to mirror back to you the fear, giving you something to be fearful of. Could it be in the form of a tragedy or an illness? Yes. Yes, it could. That's why I say keep your thoughts positive. It's hard to stay in that thought process, but keep your thoughts as positive as you can. As if you go negative, clean it up as fast as you can. And say, I like to say, sweeping that thought out the door, it didn't serve me any purpose, so I don't need it no more. And I just let it go. I let it go. And when we're faced with something so tragic, and you're going through it, not me, somebody else is going through it, how do they get through it right now? They stop. They stop. And they shut everything out. If you can just take a few minutes. 17 seconds is where I would start it. You hear me say it all the time. Start with 17 seconds. Get away from everybody. Tell whoever's around you, get everybody away from me. I've got to go. And go to the bathroom, because most people don't bother you in a bathroom. Mm-hmm. And whether if you're in a public building, sit in a stall. If you're in a restaurant, go to a bathroom. Get where you can shrink it. If it's that large, get where it's quiet and you can shrink it. And you don't have to accept anything. All you have to do is go within, and I say light a candle within you. Just picture a candle in your mind. It's just a candle. It's not going to hurt you. It means nothing. It's just a candle. And light the flame. Now the flame is lit. Focus on the flame. So there can be murder and mayhem going on all around you. And you're now so focused on the inside that you can't even hear that mayhem. You can't see it. You can't feel it. You can't smell it until you get pulled out of where you're at. That's why I say go someplace where you can shrink it. And all you have to do is stay focused on that flame. You don't have to think about anything else, just that flame. And as long as you can hold that flame in thought, nothing else matters. When you're ready to come out and deal with what is going on around you, because you went inside yourself, you sought solitude, and that is where you received the answer for the next step. For the next step. If you are in a car accident and you're laying there bleeding, don't focus on the laying there bleeding. You're not focused on it anyway, I can guarantee you. Just stay focused on help is on its way. Help is on its way. And be smooth and gentle to yourself in that moment, giving yourself the opportunity to heal from within. If someone is faced with, not everyone has gone through the tragedies I've gone through, you're right, but let's say you're faced with, you're in jail now, and you're faced with being locked behind bars. Those bars are only there because your physical eye sees them. Get out of your physical and go into your inner being and see yourself walking free. See the bars just falling away. See the bars going and just dissipating into thin air. And you will see, you will feel better in that moment because you won't feel so locked in, so trapped in. When we read books that are of positivity and of light and love, we feel that. When we read books that are heavy and dramatic, we feel that. So I suggest to everybody right now, with the dense blanket that is looming over the entire planet, when you want to feel better, go within. Go within. Light a candle. And just focus on that. Get into yoga. Get into Tai Chi. It's slow, gentle movements. You notice I say slow it all down. Shrink it all down. Slow, gentle movements. Loving yourself through this moment of crisis. Loving yourself through this moment of grief. It's really kind of funny because I had started Lamont, this journey, so long ago. And in 2016, when I was diagnosed with cancer, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. And this is no lie. When the doctors, there was quite a few of them in the room, and they came in and they were explaining to me that I had lost an enormous amount of weight due to the cancer. And when I say I can find... a feel-good portion, and no matter what you're going through, I was doing it back then, and I just didn't even realize how fast I was starting to manifest it. And I said to them, when they said, do you have any questions? I said, can I, so what you're saying is, I lost 100 pounds due to the cancer and I look great in a size 18 because of that nasty cancer? They said, yes.
Wow.
And I said, can I hang on to it? I got about another 30 pounds to shed. And they looked at me like, is she for real? And then they started laughing. They got it. They got it. It's a thought process. It's a thought process. It's all in how you're going to take the news. How are you going to take today's news? Someone doesn't love you. Someone doesn't want you. You just gave all your money to the wrong charity or the wrong guy. You just had a traffic accident. You just broke your leg. There's action and there's response. Let your response be to love yourself first through every single moment you're going through. This is your right now life. And the example you're setting is for yourself to feel better, no matter what.
Why are the people so quick to tell you when you think about self and try to do something for yourself and love yourself, the first thing they want to call you is selfish?
Because they don't understand self-awareness. It's a confusion. They're feeding themselves with gluttony, clothes, outer material things. They don't understand that when you're feeding yourself with positive vibrational therapy, and you're feeding yourself with positive feel-good thoughts, and you're allowing yourself to experience positive videos, puppy dogs playing, kids laughing, playing, thinking of happier memories, barbecues with friends, and closing off one side of the street and the other, and having a full block party for the 4th of July. Those are all the feel-good things. We don't want to be aware of that because we, as adults, have made it to where, oh, grow up. You know, we don't have time for that. We got bills. We got things to take care of. You want to have that car? Get yourself out there and work for it. Yeah, but what if you worked a different way? What if you worked with positive feel-good energy? And the more positive feel-good energy, the more those molecular physical things would just come onto your path. A car came onto my path. And everybody that knows me, I have a car and driver. And everyone that knows me knows I live aboard a yacht. And everyone that knows me personally knows I don't physically work a 9-to-5 and have never held a 9-to-5. But these things I do have to move me from one place to another to enjoy. We have to move from this societal notion that it is somehow a crime to want. It is not a crime. I would call it more of a crime to need. Because when you go to church, it's because you need help.
Well, I guess I'm not guilty because I'm always wanting something.
And but now that you realize that you can get what you want by changing your frequency to away from, how do I get that? Exactly. How do you get that? By just feeling better. But how do I feel better? Focusing on feeling better, enjoying the things that feel good to watch, enjoying the things that feel good to do, enjoying the things that feel good to eat. I'm not saying gluttony, because then you're leading down a road of selfishness. Okay? They gave us a great map, you know, but we get so caught up in the religion and the rewrites of the book. And there's rewrites. And we get
Tell
so
me about that part, the rewrites.
There are rewrites of the book. I want to say there's over 2,000 rewrites of one original book. And we won't know the master plan until we get there. That thought process is wrong. The master plan is happening right now. We're living it. And therefore, let's bring it home, the big shift. And the big shift is all about self-awareness. It's okay to want, because all those wants go into your vortex of desire. And desire is what you dwell in, or at least you should be dwelling in, of enjoying it. You want to be in a loving relationship? Soak your feelings in that for a while. Soak it up like biscuits and gravy. That means sing yourself all sorts of love songs, silly love songs. I mean, it doesn't matter who's singing the love song, just make it a love song and make it to yourself. And when you do that, you're now feeling it. And when you're feeling it, you're mirroring it and projecting it to the universe. And they're doing the same thing, like a giant mirror, holding it up to yourself. And when we are not in that loving relationship, it's because we're not loving ourselves. We're not giving ourselves that tender moment of, hey, it's okay. You're beautiful, man. And that person that you want in your life, they're there. You're just over here looking at that eye candy and that store shop window candy. They always put the good stuff up front. You got to walk into the store, get past the mannequins, get past all those fake things, and get to the real feel good of the moment. You know, that moment. I mean, there is nothing like falling in love with self. And you know it, because have you ever walked into a church and it just felt so good that, and I say this, you can walk into a church and feel so good it makes you want to weep. It makes you want to just sing at the top of your lungs. And you didn't even go there for anything. It just felt good to be there. And that's self. Because self can feel the vibration of love. Self can feel the vibration of others. And it knows someone's out there seeking them. Like the marble in the pen cage theory. You know, they put a bunch of marbles or pistons or whatever in a tray and they vibrate them. And there's one over here. And the ones that are meant to be on the same vibration start vibrating towards it. They say surround yourself with like-minded people. Surround yourself. Right? The same goes for love. The same goes for love.
We're running down to the last couple of minutes of the show, but I want you to talk quickly about your book series, The Law of Attraction.
Oh, yes. The Law of Attraction is all over this series. So it starts out in a little teaser with book one, and that's called A Bed of Roses, Part One, Nicole's Letters. You can find us on Amazon, Goodreads, BarnesandNoble.com. We're all over the internet. You can Google us. That's L-E apostrophe A, Stroud. And the book is called A Bed of Roses, Part One, Nicole's Letters. That tells the beginning of the main characters, tells the story of how it all began with this couple and how book two now comes into play. And book two is called A Bed of Roses, Part Two, The Journey Through the Thorns. And it's through the journey that we sometimes get caught up and cut up. That's why I say, don't get caught up. Because that's right. Where you're going to get cut up. So, but it tells the story, the tragic story of how she put all her eggs in one basket. She didn't live for herself. She was too busy living for others. And then tragedy strikes over and over and over again because on her mind are always negative thoughts. And because right. She's in such a deviant sexual world, exploiting themselves, her and her husband or fictitious husband, that she's too busy to see how to get off the path.
Right.
But then
well, we're
going
to have
book three.
We're going to have you come back on that, Leah, because we're like out of time.
Okay. Thank you again, Lamont.
And it's been fun, and we're definitely going to have you come back so we can talk more about that. And if anybody needs to reach Ms. Leah Stroud, they can get you where quickly, Leah?
at Facebook, LE'A. Stroud. You can also Google me. You can get me at any one of my pages, LinkedIn, Instagram, Crystal Clear, Spiritual Blueprint, Personal Life Path, Personal Life Coaching, and Personal Life Retreat.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Leah. And we'll be back next week, Sunday, 2:30 PST. And if you're late getting this show, it'll be available worldwide in about 2 minutes. And you have no excuse. See you next week. Love you all. Bye.
Hey, I'm Savin Gavia, and you are now listening to Can a Player Play live every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure you check out these good fellas at www.